All right, welcome everyone. This is Jesus and Company. I'm your host, Stacey Rose, and with me today is Connie Fox. Hi, Connie.
Hi, Stacey.
How are you?
Good, good.
All right, I'm happy to be back. We just covered step 7, where we request not to just Jesus, but to our formless Father 3 times a day to have him come into our experience directly. So that was a pretty simple step, and we're moving on very quickly to step number 8. And Jesus had mentioned that was unifying with our soul's purpose. So it'll be very interesting to see how he generalizes this for everyone out there. So
I'm I agree. Yeah. Okay. Says hello again. And step 8, today's lesson is about becoming more aware of your soul's purpose. This may, for some of you, involve becoming more aware of what is not your soul's purpose. How you spend your time is of utmost importance to not be unconscious of, as many of you are, but to contemplate, to become aware of how you are choosing to spend your time day after day, hour by hour. Are you doing what you love doing? If you are not, you are not living your soul's purpose. Your soul's purpose is what your heart is naturally yearning for. Yes. But many of you have been taught to go another route in life or to honor other things or other people's opinions or your family's wishes for you. And you have learned to ignore your heart's calling, your soul's purpose. And I am wanting to bring awareness to you now to make this, you know, a priority. And this may involve making some changes in your life. And some of you, many changes. But I want you to contemplate a little. Many, many of you don't. You do not even pay attention to your heart's calling for our Father. And you do not pay attention to your heart's calling for your soul's destiny. This will bring you more than exterior happiness or external happiness that is so, so limited. I will call this human happiness. But imagine for a moment experiencing that and your soul's happiness together as one. This is what I want to bring out more for you. If you spend your time not fulfilling your heart's wishes, your soul's wishes, or you spend your time going against that even, doing something you really kind of deeply don't enjoy, it is a loss of, you know, life. It is a loss of love. It is a loss of joy. It is a loss of fun. You are here to have fun. to have fun and play in this world and experience your heart's joys, your soul's purpose. This is our Father's purpose for you. This is what He wants to experience through you, through your form. And it will bring you more fulfillment than any desire of your own. I can promise you this. It will not take anything away that you want. It will only add more of what you want, but may not be in touch with, because you're so off that path. Many of you do not even realize it. You do not know there's another way almost. You do not think of it even. You've conformed to a very limited, reduced quality of life. You've accepted this as like normal. It is not normal to not love every moment of your life, what you're doing, how you're spending your time. So this is a very important topic or point to bring out. And it always involves you bringing this out more to your awareness. All of these steps are always increasing your awareness of more truth, more love, more joy, more peace. And what blocks you from experiencing more love, more joy, more peace? Your pain and fear. It all boils down to two factors, love and fear. He goes, yes, increasing your awareness now in this step eight of what do you love doing? What do you want to do more of? I want to help you hone in on this a bit more. Expand your limited thinking and know there is a place for you, each and every one of you, to experience your soul's purpose. Limitations are man-made, not God-made. They may be real to you now, but open your perception a little to thinking outside of a box of limitation. It is only in your mind. It is not real. I can overcome any obstacle or limitation for you, with you, if you ask me, and have the desire and the willingness to do your human part. Yes, you need to be a part of it. I cannot take over your body for you. No, you are meant to experience it yourself. And I can help you grow and heal and become more aware on the road to fullness of life. And this includes how you spend your time. So, daily, spend a few moments asking yourself, do I enjoy what I'm doing with my life? Do I want to do something else with my time? Do not think about limitations or whether or not that could ever be possible for you, or if it is practical or not. Your soul's purpose is practical. I assure you of that. It is extremely practical. Do not let these learned beliefs, limited beliefs, insecurities, feeling unworthy, not good enough, undeserving. Let all of these learned beliefs go for these few moments and just get acquainted with your heart's desires, your soul's desires. If you do this, you will come to quickly realize the direction that will take you. And the next step will be a continuation of this step, which will be including bringing out a pen and paper and writing down a few things. I will impart this the next step and help you bring practical ways of, you know, bringing this into fruition in your life. In practical ways, the steps needed to bring this into your experience, to make it a reality in your experience. For now, get acquainted with what are your heart's desires. Where would you want to live? Where would you want to work? What would you want to do? How would you want to spend your time? Do not think about anything else during these few moments but that. What do I love doing? What would I love doing? Yes, get acquainted with this, your heart's desires. This is the same as your soul's desires. They are one. Yes, yes. This is also our Father's desires for you. Yes. So spend a few moments a day asking yourself, what would I love doing each day? How would I love spending my time if I could? Just get familiar on a deeper level with this.
Interesting. I like it.
That is interesting.
Wow. Okay. So I don't know if I have any questions on that.
Wow. I have to absorb that. Well, I'll definitely do my homework this week. And think about that a bit more for a few minutes a day. Absolutely.
I think he does nail it, though, with, people go into certain professions, too, with family pressure or don't necessarily follow what they want to do just for financial security, you know, purposes. They think, oh, well, I have a family to provide for and I have this and I have that.
Right. Or societies, judgments or idea.
For them.
Right. Exactly. So true.
So this is interesting. I'm interested. This took like an interesting turn for me.
Yes.
We covered a lot of the big stuff in the first, four or five, I guess, six steps. And now it's, I didn't know where it was going to go. So.
Yeah, me neither.
I like it. So awesome. So we're going to get some more information. It's almost like this step has a part two to it as well. So we're going to bring that to you next time. But I do want to let everybody know that we have declared a date, October 15th of 2016. We are going to actually go public. So if you want to join the webinar and ask Jesus questions, comment, or just be a part of the conversation, we are open to that. And we have put the registration link on our website at jesusandcompanylive.com. So you can register and reserve your seat for that. That's up and going, and all our videos are there as well, along with Connie's books links. So go ahead and check it out if you want more information. Jesus does go into more detail sometimes in the books on some of these topics. So it seems like this 12-step process is a little bit of a nice teaser effective in its own right, but also if you want to go deeper, you can. Any other comments, questions, concerns that you'd want to bring up, Connie?
No. Oh, and in the daily webinar shows at 10 a.m. Eastern time, right?
Awesome. Yes.
Okay. You're coordinating that. I was just confirming myself. Okay. Anything else you'd like to impart, Jesus, before we go? Yeah, he goes, no. He says, thank you for joining with me again. He just goes, yes.
All right. Well, Jesus, I love you. You're awesome. And I can't wait to find out more in the direction that this is going to take.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you, Connie, for your time. Thank you, Jesus, for this Father. And thank you all for joining us. So we hope to see you on the next step.
And we're going to do this for
a week, right? I think we forgot that again. A week of doing this.
Yes. Yes. Just to spend a few moments a day, once a day, I think you said. And just think about that and ponder about that a little bit. You know, what are your heart's desires? What would you love doing? How would you love spending your time? Is that right, Jay? Yes, yes, exactly. You know, just once a day is fine. Gentle, gentle, for 1 week.
Yeah, it's amazing when you ask, because this actual project came to fruition from pretty much just I was like, I feel inspired to do this. What makes me happy is finding out the true nature of reality and picking Jesus's brain. And how can I do that every day? And I was in the middle of a massage and I was like, you know what? I think we should have a daily show. And here we are. So it can happen. It doesn't take a lot. You just kind of have to start bringing this into your awareness. And then the solution almost just pops in when you're not trying to think about it, I guess.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think when we do that and start putting a little energy toward that, or a little time or energy or thought toward that, then, you know, the universe or God, you know, rushes to support our heart's desires. Absolutely. But I think a lot of us, including myself, you know, get wrapped up in, you know, what we need to do and the daily grind and, you know, and get off track before we even get started into young adulthood, I think. So, yeah.
Well, awesome. So I think we're going to wrap that up for today, and we look forward to seeing you on the next step.
Yes, you too, Stacy.
We'll see you soon. Thank you, Connie.
Okay, bye.
Bye.